of the students. So therefore, the new initiative was meant to provide a more, relevant perspective to the different professions. And you can see the 3 points that I made here was what was meant to make it more relevant for the profession. But in the first place, as I said, it was a compulsory ingredient in all bachelor programs. So it also became an opportunity in engineering. But it also turned out to be an opportunity lost in translation, because through redefined accreditation procedures, this initiative were readily instrumentalized into courses of research methodology. And we carried out a longitudinal study, my partner and I, in our institution, and we found what we termed ideal type arguments by engineering faculty. And you would see first they responded in saying no need for this new course ingredient, and if it couldn't be avoided, then instrumentalize it, or furthermore, to make the least out of it, split it up, and also consider the trade-off arguments that should be taken into consideration. So it was a difficult exercise to implement that in engineering. And it took the deadline for implementation for bachelor programs was 2004, but it took 6 additional years to implement it in engineering programs. To present an American perspective here, which is also relevant for European education, I found this quotation from Henry. I assume his name is to be pronounced Giroux. What he's suggesting here is that increasingly higher education is viewed as a credential mill for success in the global economy. Given the shift to an instrumentalist education that is decidedly technical in nature, the culture of critical thinking has been slowly disappearing on US campuses. As universities and colleges emphasize market-based skills, students are learning neither how to think critically nor how to connect their private troubles with larger public issues. The humanities continue to be downsized, eliminating some of the most important opportunities many students will ever have to develop a commitment to public values, social responsibilities, and the broader demands of critical citizenship. A Danish parallel to this comment can be provided by the Danish Productivity Commission, which was called upon by the Danish government to come up with proposals for how for renovating higher education in Denmark. And this commission was composed of mainly economists. So their perspectives is displayed on the 4 different bullets that I've shown here. The respective higher education should rank high on an employability criterion. It should be able to provide graduates with job immediately after graduation. On entry on the labor market, a high salary of the graduates from respective higher education is a benchmark of good and socially useful education. The high salary is supposed to signal that the respective education is in demand. So you will see that the consequence for the humanities was and is that they score low on both criteria and therefore are requested to be downgraded. And this also means that, for example, the educational degree program that my colleague Anders Buch is representing has been exposed to I would not say public ridicule, but at least it has been exposed to some criticism as a luxury and therefore perhaps unnecessary, according to the Productivity Commission. So in that sense, liberal education have a hard time in Denmark. I would also like to say a few words about the Bologna process, because there were some intended outcomes of the Bologna process, which was to increase mobility and homogenize program structures, strengthen European higher education internationally. And in the second bullet, you can see The main aim was to create transparency in European higher education by implementing a common scheme of curricular cycles. In the first place, the two first were focal areas. So what came out of this was also unintended outcomes, as this change of degree structure resulted in what you could see as a kind of opportunity to reconsider institutional identities and also to revamp the distribution of roles and status between institutional types in the system. So the final result of this exercise was academic and research drift in non-university professional engineering education institutions. So actually, this is also a perspective presented or represented among the discussants here, because Peter Kroos represent a binary system of higher education of engineers, and Christelle a more complex, multi-layered system of engineering education, and Javier a unified system of engineering education. So with these words, I would like to give the word to you, Javier, and you have 10 minutes to present your slides.